escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This is the world-famous K-Rock.
Thank God it's Friday!
All right, Friday morning. That's where we're at. We are Klein Alley Show. It's K-Rock. Right now, we get you on the standby boarding list to go see Oasis in New York City. You also get Cage, not once, but twice. Two different Cage experiences. Once, intimate little venue right across the street from K-Rock. Thank you, Johnny. He's bringing in the Box of Shame. We'll get to that later this hour. The Box of Shame, our deepest, darkest, most shameful secrets will be shared with the masses. If you would like to get on the standby list, right now is a good time to call us, 800-520-1067. Monday, I guess we get to give away that trip, so we get to give someone the good news that they'll be seeing the Brothers Gallagher on the East Coast, mm-hmm. and you'll also get to see some Cage Elephant on both coasts. So we're doing that right now. I'll grab the phone. So if you need us, we're here, 800-520-1067.
Fine, I didn't even get to this other list of the 75 best rotisserie chickens.
Oh, that's another story?
This man did a thorough test of 75 different grocery stores and ranked their rotisserie
chickens.
Where did
Costco go, out of curiosity? Because I don't like Costco's chicken as much since they put it in the bag. I was a much bigger fan of it when it lived in its own little biodome.
Tell you what, it's not in the top 15 that I'm looking at here.
Really? It's interesting because I have had a lot of the grocery store rotisseries. It's always a great move.
Costco's number 43 on this list of 75.
That can't be right.
Well, I will say these are national chains, so some of them we don't have here. Number one was Fairwave. Never heard of that.
Where's Gelson's? Is Gelson's in the
mix? Gelson's was number 5. And then Walmart was number 6.
Come on.
Bristol Farms was 12 and Sprouts was 14th.
Come here, chickens.
All right, relax, Vanessa.
I think you should redo this whole list, Vanessa.
I can't believe they even could come up with 75 grocery store rotisserie chickens. And they're saying Costco's all the way down in the 40s?
Yeah, that's crazy. I think there is a difference now with that bag.
Yeah, that
it doesn't sit in its own juices.
That bag screwed it all up.
It really did.
What's Vanessa's, like, you know, favorite chicken spot?
Guys, I think you guys are the actual chicken people. Like, you are the chicken people.
But you like KFC, Popeyes,
what's your go-to chicken? There's a lot of people in the text. They said they want to send you chicken today.
That's how bad I don't know. That's how
Roscoe's
many...
Chicken and Waffle.
El Pollo Loco.
Zanku.
I don't need chicken that often to have a favorite.
What was the chicken you were eating?
Chicken nuggets.
The other day you were eating chicken on the air.
It was from Johnny.
Yeah, but Vanessa, if you...
Johnny's mom's chicken.
Yes, by the way. That is good chicken. Allie, where's that on the list?
That's actually at number 13.
Hey, congratulations, Johnny's mom's chicken. You made the list. All right, let's say hi to someone calling in Whittier, California. Good morning. Is this Chewy?
Oh, how funny.
Thank you, Mr. Kevin. Thank you, Mr. Kevin.
You're okay. You're welcome. You're very welcome. Chewy, hold on 1 second. We'll see you. Actually, we're not going to see you. Yeah, we will. I think we're going to be at that Cade show.
Yeah,
we'll
will.
See. We'll see you at the Cade show, and then hopefully we call you back on Monday.
Can I go to the car barbecue too?
No, we can't give away. Don't get greedy.
You got to win your way into that.
Yeah, we'll have those tickets coming up as well. Don't worry. Thank you for your support. And listen, enjoy your Cage Elephant, all right? Let's get into Green Day now. Lots going on this hour on the show. And if you need us, 800-520-1067. We got summer hours ahead of us, so we're going nowhere for a while.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What, do you want to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. What is that, Vanessa?
Oh, I was going to say, we don't have time to for whatever you're going to start.
We're going to do the Box of Shame now.
We don't have time.
I mean,
we don't have time for all this. If we're going to do it, let's get into it.
The Box!
What's in the box?
Of Shame.
Shame.
What's in the box?
Shame.
Our deepest, darkest, shame. Most shameful secrets to be revealed.
Shame.
So that you can mock us accordingly. That's a lot in here. Man. All right. What did one of us do that is shameful, but we will admit it now over the airwaves? K-Rock? This person... Oh, crap.
Oh, man.
Whatever. This person had the fire...
Whatever.
This person had the fire department called, and an ambulance showed up because they wouldn't admit to taking a dump. All right, so...
Wouldn't admit to taking a dump.
This story takes me back. This was just senior year of college, I believe. And I was sleeping over at a lady's house, believe it or not, Allie.
Ugh.
She had like 6 roommates. And I had to take a huge dump.
Ugh.
And I tried to wait until some of the roommates went to bed. And some were awake, but they only had one bathroom in this entire house.
So that was a lot of those places. It was rough.
The worst.
Really had to share in bad
so
ways.
So I waited until the one that at least lived on the floor of the bathroom went to bed, and I was holding this thing in for, it felt like hours.
Oh, God.
And then I went, and I immediately lit a few matches just to cover up my you know, that's a good cover-up, the matches. And then I went upstairs to...
Did you light them and throw them in the toilet?
Well, you can't do that. You have to light them, blow them out, and then throw them in the... It won't work. Yeah. If you light them, throw them in the toilet, you're missing the whole point. You got to light them, blow them out.
Because the sulfur is what makes the smell
right,
go away,
throw
right?
them in the toilet. Mm-hmm. Did that, went upstairs, went in my girlfriend's room, no harm, no foul. Then all of a sudden, one of the girls starts yelling from downstairs, "Guys, we got to get out. I smell smoke." And then another girl goes, "Oh, my God, I smell it, too."
Oh, no.
And then they come upstairs and get my girlfriend, Ty, and Rebecca. They say, "There's smoke. We should get out of the house." Now, at first, I think, oh, man, there's a fire here. There's smoke. And then I realize, oh, no, these are probably the matches I lit from taking a dump. But I didn't want to publicly say, "Don't worry, I just took a big dump and lit a bunch of matches." So I just said, "Yeah, we should get out." And then someone else said, "Don't worry, I've already called 911.
Wait, how far after the dump had this I smell smoke thing happened?
5 minutes, maybe.
So they were literally just smelling the smoke from the matches?
The smoke of the matches.
There was no fire?
There was no fire.
Oh.
I didn't set a fire. I know how to throw a match in a toilet.
Okay, all right.
But they smelled the smoke and they couldn't figure out where it was coming from.
Wow.
And so they go, there must be some sort of, and then someone goes, "I bet you the wires, there's an old house, maybe the wires inside the house, or the walls are on fire." So rather than step up and just say what I should have said, which was, "Guys, I lit some matches. I took a big poop," I just let the whole thing play out. And a fire truck came, and then...
Were you like the knight in shining armor for all the girls in the apartment? "Don't worry, ladies, I've got you."
I just was moving very slowly, and they're like, "Come on, we got to get out. We don't know what's going to happen." And then we finally got outside, and the fire truck pulled up, and then an ambulance pulled up afterwards.
Taxpayer money.
And they walked through the whole thing, and they're like, "We can't figure it out." But, of course, one of the firefighters did say, "I smell smoke, too, in this bathroom." And then...
Still? How many matches did you light? That's
four or five. That's a big one.
Do you smell anything else in there?
A lot of matches. Yeah. A lot of matches.
Underneath the sulfur is a bunch of poop smell.
And they finally did the all clear. The place is fine. And we went back. And I never told...
Never even told
my girlfriend what happened. No.
I would at least tell my girlfriend and be like, "Dude, this is what happened."
Was hanging on by a thread at that point, and I didn't really want to... I feel like one dump could have been the end of it, so I just... But I feel bad that was a lot of wasted people's time for...
That was a lot of time and money wasted.
Right.
And you know what? There's probably another emergency going on at the same time that they ignored.
So anyway, at the same time, an orphanage burned down. That's what I feel really bad about, okay? K-Rock, finale show. I just saw one of the other morning shows that works in this building leaving for the weekend already. And I'm going, we have so much show left today that I was super jealous to watch that happen. But here we are with you. On a Friday, which is strange for me, but coming up, we will listen to this. Jake went on a first date, and he enforced the date, did an exit interview with him after the date, and here's just a tease of what we can look forward to.
Was there anything that gave you pause or made you think, like, "Ooh, I don't know about that"?
This was interesting, but I think more people should have exit interviews at the end of first dates to figure out what they did bad, and Jake, did she seem weirded out when you asked her for the exit interview?
No, I thought she was kind of okay with it.
This sounds like the sound of someone who's okay with it. So anyway, we'll get to the exit interview after Jake's first date. That'll be coming up. But right now, let's figure out how to make ourselves $1 billion.
Oh, yes, Klein, because Powerball is up to $700 million, and you got to be in it to win it. That's what I always say.
Yeah, that's what
you got to go big or go home.
Allie's got a lot of catchphrases that she's been coming up with today, and you should patent all those.
Not that I necessarily buy into the growing jackpots. I know that you're more of the "I got to stop by the liquor store on the way home, find the dirtiest one."
Dirtiest liquor store.
You kind of get more into it than I do.
Yeah.
But now that I have a cash cow in my home, I feel like I should take advantage. And my kid, Wesley, has been buying scratchers at his local donut shop. They go every Wednesday to have donuts and buy a scratcher, and he knows how to pick them. He's a good picker, and he's up overall. I think he's had a couple of down weeks now, but I thought if anybody was going to pick the lottery numbers, it should be him. So we tried to get some numbers out of him last night.
Didn't you steal some of his winnings?
That was a private conversation. I'm putting the money back.
Mm-hmm.
I needed to borrow the cash. I never have cash on me.
What was the reason?
We don't need to talk about why.
That's
all we're talking about.
I thought he keeps all of his lottery winnings in like a piggy bank, and then you emptied it out.
Yeah, it's hard to get into those, by the
way. Right, and you emptied out your
son. It's just like this little hole at the bottom of the cow. I really have to shove different utensils in there to get the money out that I needed.
What did you take the money out of his piggy bank for? You needed it in such a hurry.
I needed to go to the weed store, and they only take cash.
Oh, my God.
But I was going to put it back.
Allie.
I'm going to put it back.
You stole your son's piggy bank money
for weed? It was my first time. I said, just in case they don't do debit, then I have to bring cash.
Nobody ever puts it back. I've been in that situation too. You know, you forget. You just you were just not going to.
Yeah, I don't remember.
And if you never put it back, then you will always know that you one time stole money from your son for drugs.
Well, I'll put it back when he wins the lottery.
That's
well, he's gonna
totally not gonna do it then.
Guys, I got numbers from him. Do you want them or not?
This is, of course, the $700 million plus Powerball. Ali's son does have an uncanny ability to talk to dead people and. Pick
he has
winning scratchers.
An imaginary friend named Rhonda who died in another life, and he had a baby with her, and the baby died.
Allie believes he's got all these weird connections with another universe or a different sort of time continuum, whatever. Anyway, she's decided, let's go ahead and exploit this kid for every dollar we can, now that piggy bank's run dry. So let's figure out what else we could do. And she is believes that these will be the winning numbers for the Powerball.
Well, it took a minute to get the numbers out of him. All right, Wesley. Do you know what Powerball is?
Yeah.
It's the lottery.
Oh.
So I need you to
just
tell
like
me.
You, Allie. Just, typical. Answers with confidence
yes,
followed
I
by
do.
No idea. Yeah. What is it?
I don't know. So I need you to tell me the numbers.
I can't.
You can't pick numbers for me?
No.
Can you give me one number?
No. I can't. I can't do it right now.
Really? You don't feel...
I think you could dream about numbers.
I can't dream.
But Mommy and Mama have to be millionaires.
Can I tell you something? How pathetic this sounds? Because now
He's trying to play, by the way, with his stuff.
He's already said no to one of you, and then the other one's got to jump and go, well, maybe you can dream about the numbers later. The guy doesn't want to share his skill. Let him have the skill. He doesn't want to give it to you guys.
Look, we just got
to
get it out of him.
You're
the lucky one.
Maybe I shouldn't give you the numbers.
Now he's saying I have them, but I shouldn't give them to you.
He's right. Keep them to yourself.
It's just messed up.
Keep them, Dom. Keep them.
I grew you in my stomach. Well, it's good to share.
I thought he grew in a tank, and you just put him in the stomach.
No. The donor was in a tank.
Oh, is that how it works?
Yeah.
Why was the tank so big then?
I don't know why the tank is so big, because the sperm is like this big.
Yeah.
And they have a giant tank for this tiny sperm sample, and that's what they injected into me.
Allie looked like the Rocketeer, but from her vagina.
It was insane. It's very hard to transport. I had to drag it down Hollywood Boulevard the day I got inseminated. Uncomfortable.
I'm shocked you get arrested for selling the nitrous balloons out of a dead show or something. That's
I know. I was
like.
In the waiting room, and everyone was there with their husbands, and it was me and a giant tank. It's pretty great.
Brilliant tank.
Yeah. Well, it's good to share.
I don't want to share.
Mommy's not as lucky as you.
Yeah, not today, dude.
He said, not today, dude. You can buy toys and buy whatever you want. You could buy your own house. So now I'm just telling him, here's what it's like to have more money.
Right.
Right? Because I think he needs to know.
Right.
I already have a house.
Isn't it cool to have two houses?
Maybe we can get a bike shop.
So now he wants to spend it on bike shop. Very questionable.
Oh, yeah.
Now he's deciding what he wants to spend the money on. And I'm like, yikes, we're not really in agreement here.
Yeah,
Bike shop is just a money pit.
Right.
Who cares about that?
Yeah, don't take the numbers.
At least say e-bike shop. A bike shop?
Yeah, so we can have all the bikes in that bike shop.
And we could get a house near Grammy.
So then my wife chimes in and said,
back on track.
Why don't we have a house near Grandma? Because that's his favorite person. And that.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Yeah, he's smart. Okay, now you finally got to him.
Yep, now he's ready to give
all right,
the numbers.
Finally, okay? I'm writing this down. Powerball, $700 million. Allie's kid has been spot on lately with his picks. In fact, we had a listener that said she played whatever number he said last time, and she won like $700.
Yeah, she said, it was 26.
He gave some number last time. Person went and played it on roulette, and just never
played
roulette.
She won, I think,
$700. Yeah, so I'm in now. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, so what are the numbers?
Two.
Okay.
Two, got it.
One.
Okay.
Nine.
Five.
Okay, five. Two,
on.
One, five.
Go higher, go
three.
Higher. No.
One, two, three, five are the first numbers.
Three, four, five.
Three,
okay,
four,
now
five.
I need two more. You can do higher numbers if you want.
He doesn't know higher numbers.
26-4.
26-4. Hold on, Jesus Christ. 26-4, is that the Powerball? All right, I'm listening.
What about 15 or 16 or 17 or 18?
17, okay. But Allie gave that to him, so that's a loser.
I gave him options, okay? Yeah. So now you got your five.
5, 2, 9, 5, 3, 1, 2, 3, 5. 2, 4, 5 bike shop, I wrote. Is that right?
Can 26, 17.
26, 17.
So that's what
bike shop black.
That's what we're going with.
Bike shop black.
All right.
All right. Well, there you have it. He's a lucky kid.
He picked him. Now let's see what they draw.
K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. Imagine if you ended each date you went on with an exit interview where you both got to say to the person what things you liked and didn't like about the date, and you were brutally honest, what that would do for you. Perhaps make you a better dater.
Oh, I
perhaps.
Think it would be great. Everyone ghosts everybody now. I think it's important for people to know what they did wrong.
So Jake met someone. How'd you meet this person? Was this Facebook Marketplace or something? How'd you
Facebook Marketplace dating.
Is that where you really met this person?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, man. I thought you made that up.
I was trying to be funny.
Well, it's Facebook dating.
Okay. Turns out Jake went out on a date, and I don't even know how the date went, but here we go, the exit interview. When did you ask her if she would do this with you? Like after dinner?
I asked her. I walked her to her car after we hung out, and that's when I asked her if she was okay with it.
Here we go.
Alisa.
Alisa from where?
San Bernardino.
Alisa, what made you go on a date with me?
Wow. Okay, so...
Great place to start.
It's the first question. This is someone you've never met before this date, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and they're not a listener to the show. They don't know you from the radio show. Complete stranger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great.
You're not an asshole.
Anything else?
Oh, no, you seemed like a pretty cool guy. And, gosh, I mean, you made it pretty easy to not have to sift through all the other ones.
So it's kind of just you were the best of the bunch, and I think dating and so even just the
that's what everyone's trying to do. Everyone's just trying to find the best of the bunch,
right? Someone and right, and I think people just are so sick and tired of people just ghosting, not showing up. That I guess you had the vibes that you would actually be there.
Yeah, and we went far, and it was in the middle. She lives in San Bernardino. We met in the middle in Claremont. So we
did both, you go far physically?
No, I just walked to her car.
Oh.
So, in your opinion, did it go well?
Yeah, I thought it went well. It was nice to hang out.
It went well. Would you have asked her for the exit interview either way?
Yes, I would have.
All right, she does go over, I think, some of Jake's flaws.
But... I mean, really, like, you compromised, good in communication, and you were respectful.
So it's like a DoorDash driver review.
It really is.
Good communication, on-time delivery.
Yeah. Did you bring her food, Jake? Just out of curiosity.
No, I did buy pretzels at the brewery we're at.
Oh, wow. Oh, very nice of you.
I mean, okay, so timely in communication? You weren't a jerk? I mean, let's just put that at the top of the list.
Mm. Well, women are complex, but they're also simple in the way that...
Just don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick and be responsive.
And be a normal human being who's just honest. Right. And that's probably where Jake thrives. Is just he is not a BSer. He is himself, and he will be honest from the beginning to the end.
And, I mean... You were nice. Like, you asked me out instead of just keeping the conversation going on and on forever. That's big points.
That was probably a little too immediate because she's probably like, hi, my name's so... Do you want to go
when,
out?
When and where?
Where? I'll be there, but not all the way
time?
There.
I don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, I get it.
I mean, come on. You know that the whole thing, like, people just want to talk forever. You got to the point. Kibby's cute.
So that helped as well, that his dog is cute.
That's a nervous laugh.
So our other theory is that Jake's dog, he got the dog just to meet women.
That's our theory?
That's that's one of the theories that we have around here, yeah.
I think he needs companionship. He is all in on that dog.
No, I know he is, but I'm saying, Jake, the dog doesn't hurt with the women, right?
Not at all.
Yeah.
I wanted to get to know you more. So
awesome. And how do you think the first date went?
All right, based on what you've heard so far, Allie, what do you think she's going to say?
Honestly, it just kind of makes me sad that the bar is so low.
Right.
Just, it's like, things went well because you showed up and you talked.
You didn't hit me. Right. Right. So I'm going to say it's great.
I thought it was great. That was a good conversation. Got to know a lot about you. Hopefully, you felt the same way. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Did you?
Yeah. Was there anything in particular you liked the most?
I liked getting to know you.
So there was nothing.
I liked you.
Right, because she couldn't say anything specific. But she just said getting to know Jake, she found to be not. And I've gotten to know Jake, and I don't really like that at all.
Oh, Klein, come on. It's interesting to talk to Jake.
Allie, when Jake really gets passionate about one of his
Don't ask me follow-ups, just communicate.
Jake gets passionate about one of his things that he really wants to talk about.
I said one thing in a text to you guys, and both of you guys left the chat.
Oh, we did.
That was the worst.
That was so, what was that?
I don't remember. It was definitely, he started a chat, we both got out quick.
That, I think it was really, Harlan's razor.
Yes, he was like, it's like Harlan's razor, and we were like, no.
Yeah, he's trying to bring up some weird quote. This is from Pan's Labyrinth, blah, blah, blah.
Devil, you know.
It's a movie.
Whatever, dude. Ali, you lost us real quick.
That, really, I mean, there, I've been on a lot of dates where there's a lot of superficial, surface-level talk. You don't really get to know
how much they like Tool on the first date.
You didn't get to get an in-depth look at every single one of their eccentric hobbies.
Someone, or you don't really have real laughs or real, you know, real conversation with
a genuine person.
Right, a genuine person. It feels like a robot. It could be anybody. It could be AI. It could be, you're just going through motions. And this felt like I was, you know, sitting down with a real person who was talking to me, and I was talking to them.
That's
and
so sad.
I mean, isn't that really the whole point?
I don't know. Jake,
it was great because we sat down and you talked and I talked, and you're a real person.
But she sounds like she feels that there was a connection made, is what it sounds like. But maybe that's just because
I was trying to be engaging and, you know, bounce off what she was saying and ask her questions.
Jake, and she said you were better than AI. I think that's a compliment.
Jake did a, did you tell her that you used to bang that guy from AI?
I didn't say that because I didn't bang that guy from AI.
Oh. Well, this is interesting because Jake is doing an exit interview after a first date, and maybe this catches on and people start doing these more.
Yeah.
So that was, it was real. Felt real.
This is where it gets a little weird. This is where it gets weird.
Okay. Was there anything that gave you pause or made you think like, ooh, I don't know about that?
Now, you really think you're going to get an honest answer here? Because that's the part.
I think that she's going to give an honest answer, but there's way more to the answer that she's not going to say.
Right.
I mean, not so much, but I think that, no, I mean, okay, so the, was, wait, isn't that what a whole first date's about? Like, you're kind of just observing. It's observation.
And was there anything that made...
She's walking into traffic now. She's got to get hit by that truck. If you're just joining us,
wait, come back!
She's just trying.
I think, really, it was just trying to figure out how you
how
were
I can
observing.
Get on the freeway in the middle.
I mean, you know, you're always looking for feedback in another person, and maybe I wasn't really noticing a lot of the feedback from you, so that was the,
So she would tell you about her, and you wouldn't ask her any follow-ups? Is that
I can't
what's
remember.
Going?
Yeah, that's a red flag, dude. Yeah. And that's
so I wasn't giving you enough feedback.
Perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But the conversation kept going, so that sometimes is enough.
So that was just you talking the whole time?
I had to bring up my favorite bands and stuff, yeah.
Oh, my
to
God.
To keep engaging.
And then she talked about herself, and you moved it back to you, didn't you?
I can't remember.
Yep.
Right.
All right. Cool. Thank you.
Did you just slap her?
How was that?
Say, get on your way, lady.
That was a weird little thing there. Yeah.
Good girl.
Thank you.
Get on going.
Oh, God. All right.
Well, just slap the horse and ride into the
that's,
night.
Have you spoken since?
I think I messaged her on Facebook. We haven't hung out again, no.
Oh.
Cool.
All right.
So all that was a lie.
That was a...
far.
That's good stuff right there. All right. That's an exit interview. I recommend you guys do that more often. Maybe you'll get some honest feedback about your love life. Quick break. When we get back, ADD News, then we get you into Cage the Elephant and potentially a waste.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What, do you want to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Now, not to scoop Allie on the news, it's her time to shine, but someone did want to break this to you on the GOAT line.
Ayo, Klein, congratulations on your victory. Eric Menendez got parole denied. That means Allie has to commit a crime and go to jail.
That's all
or
wrong.
Or sleep in a car or the studio, but congrats, Klein.
Hey, I knew it happened. I don't know why thought.
That's not a done deal yet.
At least 3 years before he's up for it again, which will far exceed whatever window we put
Lyle
on this thing.
Lyle still has his time in court today, and Gavin Newsom could overturn all this.
No way they're leaving one brother and kick.
I think that'd be hilarious.
It would be, but they're not doing it. So get ready to sleep in your car or commit a crime.
Or sleep in my car.
Or sleep in Jake's car. That's the worst of all the world.
I'd rather be incarcerated.
Actual news right now. Here we go.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
Sometimes I feel bad for celebrities because we've had all those embarrassing moments where you got too drunk, you got too high, you have a moment on the street with a shopping cart or a traffic cone, and then you wake up the next morning, you feel kind of guilty, but you move on with your life. But when you're a celebrity, you can't move on. That stays with you. And Lil Nas X can now add that moment to his career history because this happened earlier this week.
Nah. Hey, what don't up? Be late to the party tonight.
Where at?
You know where it's at. No. Go ahead, babe.
So he was walking aimlessly around Studio City wearing nothing but white underwear and cowboy boots at 4 a.m. Having the best time ever.
What's he doing wrong?
Well, he was apparently on a lot of drugs. Which is, he got eventually picked up by the police. They said that he charged at them, which I'm like...
I doubt that, man. By the video I saw, he was just
strutted over to that. Yeah,
I have never been that happy in my entire life than that man is in that video, walking around in his underwear with a parking cone on his head. And I don't know what drug or drugs he was on, but I need some of those.
We want some.
I need the recipe to get like that.
Didn't I tell you to put the phone down? Somebody's gonna have to pay for that. Hey, boy, am I coming to the party?
And by the way, if you're if you're drunk and running through, dancing around in the streets, very safe to put a giant orange parking cone on your head. It is the universal signal.
Look at me.
Right, the universal signal of please don't hit me with your car.
Yeah, and so, I mean, it seemed to me like the guy was just having a great night out, but apparently he was taken to the hospital later for a possible drug overdose, and he also seemingly wiped his Instagram page that night and then put up 26 different photos and videos that made no sense. And that's another thing, is when you're really drunk or high, I do think there needs to be some kind of a filter so that you can't access your phone.
Right.
Because just the things that you're doing on your phone when you're that high are never good, but...
Yes, you're my good side. Every side.
He's just having a great time. I love it. So when it comes to police officers, you would think that one of the jobs... police officer would be one of the jobs that's not replaced by robots. But there are a few things that people are doing.
You've never seen RoboCop, Allie?
I saw
it. Feel good movie.
I think a long time ago, but
what could go wrong?
Yeah, it seems like that would be a problematic shift.
Will it, though? I mean, you got to have at least one robot cop on the force. The question is, can you pay that cop? Will that be a dirty cop?
Wasn't RoboCop more of a cyborg, though? Human robot?
Well, yeah, because now I think they're going to make them look more human-like. So you won't realize you're dealing with a robot cop.
Yes!
That's robot cop right there. There's a glitch in the software.
So there's a couple of things happening in... there's a couple different ways police departments are dealing with shortages within the police department. I'll share one that's local and one that's not. First off, in South Korea, they've rolled out a life-size hologram police officer. So it's not a complete robot cop, but it is early results show that this is working. Apparently, there's this cop, the hologram cop, that shows up in a highly trafficked area, and he's there between 7 and 10 p.m. He's life-size, looks like a normal human except for he's a hologram, and then he repeatedly puts out warnings that you are being watched, and results show that it is dropping crime in that area. So even having a hologram of a police officer,
so it's like a scarecrow
basically.
There's a couple of cop cars in certain areas where they'll park them on the side of the road, but there's no cops in the car, and I'm sure they have proved that slows people down.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Absolutely.
And then you drive by, you see there was no one in there, you're like, and then you speed up again, go real fast,
and then you're like, damn it,
I fell for that one. Not again.
So, and then in Los Angeles, they're testing out this new thing where when you call 911, a cop won't show up to your house, it'll be an unarmed civilian instead. It's way less threatening than a cop or a hologram of a cop.
Like an Uber for safety, kind of?
So, yeah, I mean, they're only going to do it in certain situations. We learned from our 911 operator.
When women call?
Yeah, when women call, it's just like, oh, my God.
Sean Bankhead told me that.
A spider.
Remember that lady who called the cops like 180 times within like a month or something like that?
Yeah, she's like, there's a suspicious person in a bush.
Right, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, we talked to that 911 operator, and she said 90% of the calls are total BS. It's unarmed, non-violent, non-urgent calls that just people who lost their chicken nuggets or whatever. So they, in those cases, would have
your chickens.
An unarmed
Vanessa,
crisis.
Calm down. Jesus, she loves it.
They would have an unarmed crisis responder that would show up and minimize the potential for escalation. And, you know, it would be somebody who's more trained in, like, the mental health part rather than just, like, the fire department or the cops showing up and being like, I don't know what to do about your chicken, lady. Do
right.
you want me to take you to jail?
Do you need
or what?
The full cops and a fire truck because some guy ate too many weed brownies? And that's
exactly.
And called 911.
Or do you just need someone to sit there and talk to you?
And Vanessa doesn't like the fact that we keep mentioning this chicken addiction because, so she's asked us to stop. So.
All right, well.
Vanessa, we won't mention it again, and I'm sorry that that's become a whole storyline on the show.
Yeah, because it makes no sense. Oh.
What? What's
it
up
makes
there?
No sense. I am dancing to this.
That's Vanessa's theme song now. She loves chicken.
Yeah, you know, I wasn't going to do this story, but Vanessa insisted. She was really passionate about it, asked me to include it. And this woman who is being celebrated for doing incredible things, she was the longest serving KFC worker in the history of the franchise.
Which means
she served an incredible amount of chicken. And there was a funeral procession for her over in England.
This is the moment a funeral procession for KFC's longest serving worker passed her local store.
They're very friendly here. The management always look after me. Mashed potato and gravy is out of this world. Yeah. Can't beat it.
Wow. Good
she said
her.
The mashed potatoes and gravy were out of this world and you can't beat it. So congratulations to Pauline and congratulations to Vanessa.
Vanessa will make sure your legacy lives on. And she did that earlier this week. I have the actual audio of when we caught her eating chicken during the show. This was earlier in the week. This is about 8 o'clock in the morning if you're keeping track. And here's the moment. I think that question was worth 20.
I agree.
What are you eating?
I gave her my leftovers.
A piece of chicken.
That's your ADD News. We get into a brand new hour of the show right now on K-Rock.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What, do you want to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.